Well, what an honor to be right back here at The Right Show. Not The Tonight Show, not the Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Ellen, Jimmy Oprah, Jimmy Colbert, Jimmy Corden, or the Jimmy Trevor No Laugh Show. No, this is The Right Show. It happens every Wednesday at the right place at the right time. And I am excited to be coming to you a little bit early because I have a comedy show tonight in downtown Chicago. Downtown Chicago! That's where Barack Obama's from. Okay, Michelle too. All right, I am excited to be here. And behind me is the city. I can't show you because then the light blares out the camera. Then you can't see me. I already feel like I look like Edward the Vampire right now. You smell good, Bella. So anyways, I have to just kind of keep it calm here. And we're going to have a lot of fun. Today, we're going to break down the state of the onion. Not the onion. Oh, come on, man. We're going to make fun of Joe Biden as we do every single week. We're going to talk about Iranians not being scared of Russians right now. Joe Biden's words, not mine. We're going to discuss Elon Musk, my long career in broadcasting, and we're going to leave this off with a laugh. Because with so much negativity going on in the news, we have to laugh at some point. Do you agree? Let's start off with a personal story. I, in Chicago, decided to go to the gym. The gym is in the south side of Chicago. That's where Barack Obama's from. Like Michelle knows. So I go to the gym in the south side of Chicago, and I'm telling you, it's like 10:30, 11 in the morning, Wednesday, which is an off day. A Wednesday in the middle of the day is an off day. I'm usually in there working out by myself with a couple of soccer moms, maybe two guys who work from home, like IT, and it's very quiet at the gym, but not in the south side of Chicago. Would you believe the LA Fitness on the way to the airport, Midway Airport, it was full of military-aged males, working out, chatting it up, having a great time in there. Nobody looked like they were checking their watch to get to work anytime soon. Now, I understand the irony. The irony is, well, Kayvon, you weren't at work either. I have a podcast. I have a day job. I do comedy shows at night. And, of course, I sell the merch. I have about four jobs. And I was checking my while I got this and that to do, taking notes, you know, these guys were having a blast. These were all BLMers. They're like, hey, man, hey, what you doing? Oh, come on, man, you got to come hit this gym. Oh, yeah, boy. And I'm like, whoa. And the comments and the conversation was so loud. They were arguing. I thought a gang fight was about to break out. Turns out they were just arguing over who's better, Hakeem Olajuwon or Giannis. True story. I don't even know who Giannis is. But I know they're like, man, this guy's stupid. Man, he talking about Hakeem better than Giannis, man. Oh, nah. Oh, no, you did. You say that, boy. You really? But I will tell you, I had to get some peace and quiet. Plus, I didn't know if I was going to get punched or slapped. I'm over here just lifting weights. So I went somewhere that was perfect. Where did I go in the gym that there was no more chit-chat about basketball, about Bo Jackson, Michael Jordan? Where did I go where nobody was talking about Kanye, LeBron, and Jay-Z? Put it in the chats. Let's see if you can get it. Well, now Alexa says, perhaps they all had remote jobs. Yeah. The b-ball games got canceled. Whoever guessed the swimming pool is absolutely right. That is where I went, and it was as quiet as a yoga studio in the south side of Chicago. If you want to get some peace and quiet, just ask Michelle. I used to go to the swimming pool. No, that's what I did. And that's what I'll continue to do. Thank you. Great guesses. You got that right. Okay, so it is now time for The Right Show, which has been cleverly described as a support group for normal people. We welcome all of our YouTubers, our Facebookers, and our podcasters. We're also streaming live on Rockfin right now because eventually social media will cancel me and I'll no longer be allowed on YouTube because I talk about the things mainstream media will not let you hear about. Now, we have to applaud ourselves because we have finally got our subscribers up over 340,000 on YouTube. We have broke the shadow ban. We shot up to 338,000 and we didn't budge for 4 months. And just this month, you guys took me over the top. Thank you. You are appreciated. Okie doke, it is now time to find out where are you from and what is your favorite breakfast cereal. Please put that in the chats. We will catch up with all of that and more. It is now time to start The Right Show. Patty says, Kayvon, congrats on breaking the shadow ban. Thank you for saying that. Podcasters, there is a visual element to this show. If you're just listening, which is fine on your Apple or your Google podcast, you can just see the link in the description and you can play the video and watch along. Crash into your like buttons, everybody. Angela says, Arkansas is where I'm from. And you know she is truly from Arkansas because she spelled it wrong. Thank you. Thank you. And more importantly, her favorite cereal is none other than Frosted Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious. South Jersey girl in house loving Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Aha, Martha's loving them corn pops. Corn pops can be bad, dude. Be very careful. Central Florida, Life Cinnamon. You know, Life was one of the cereals my mom let me have that had an ounce of sugar in it. Rule growing up, you could not pick any cereal that had sugar within the first three ingredients. Life was the fourth ingredient with sugar. I'm like, mom, fourth, fine. That was her big rule. So we were hooked on Life as well. But first, I have to show you what it looks like doing comedy at a charity event. It is very difficult to do comedy at a charity event. And let me explain why. Comedy needs what you've seen on TV, a stage, lighting on the comedian, dark, the lighting is dimmed on the audience, and maybe a sense of everyone facing forward and laughing. Elevated stage, microphone, lights, dimmed lights on the audience, focus, laughing, okay? But guess what? We did not have that. No, we did not. We did not have that at my last event. So I'm not going to show you the show. I'm just going to give you a sneak peek into what it's like when the host is trying to corral the crowd and they aren't having it. Enjoy.
Who has been to comedy show? Who has been to comedy show? Love it. Love it. Okay, so as you guys been to comedy show, you guys know there are three rules. Please, turn off the camera, turn off the ringtones, no recording. Please, do not record for at least 20 minutes. And please, 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 ladies and gentlemen, can I have everybody's attention for a second?
Not sure if you saw that note at the end. I was trying to show it and it said, this note was slipped to me right before I took the stage. It said, please no jokes about politics tonight. People are sensitive. I was like, wow. I mean, not that it would have changed much, but I would have liked to have had that agreed upon before. Now, why is it that in the final hour, in the final 15 minutes, I was handed a note that says, you're not allowed to talk about politics, people are sensitive. Well, people are always sensitive, but I always do comedy. I've never once turned on the Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Ellen, Jimmy Oprah show, and they have a warning. We are going to be making fun of Donald Trump tonight. Please be very careful watching this program. It may upset you or a sensitive viewer. Because any joke about Trump, okay, it's fair game. Every weekend, Saturday Night Live, you got a guy who murders, literally a murderer. Okay, he's doing the lips and he's saying, I'm stupid, I'm Donald Trump. Alec Baldwin, right? He goes on to murder people. You have Jimmy Fallon. Hey, I'm orange, I'm Donald Trump. You got Jimmy Kimmel. So any joke in that realm is like, yeah, you guys are supposed to be okay with that. We're just joking. But when Brandon is in office, he's elderly. He's going through a lot. He stutters. He has dementia. He's not all there. He fell down. You don't joke about these things. Have a heart. So they slipped me a note that said, please don't talk about any politics. And it became very clear why that was told to me. Some of you might remember the guest of honor at a show I did 3 months ago was the mayor of Irvine, who's a hardcore radical leftist Democrat. Her name is Farah Khan, kind of like Lewis. And she loved my comedy. In fact, we're going to show a picture right here. Farah Khan approached me after my last show and said how funny I was, how much she loved it. She posted on her Facebook and her Instagram page. I had a wonderful time celebrating Yalda with the Orange County Iranians, and I even had a great event with Kayvon. Thank you, Kayvon, for all the laughs. We are Irvine. And look, she's celebrating diversity. You got a Paki here and a famous half Persian. She said, I'm going to support your movie. I think your movie is going to be so funny, and we should do a screening in Irvine and show it on the big screen. So there she is, Farah Khan, not Lewis, female Farah Khan. Okay. She posted that, and within 24 hours, people started attacking her, saying, how dare you post that picture with him? Do you know who that is, Farah Khan? That's Kayvon, a pro-USA comedian. He's like not even a Democrat. He's a Nazi. Take it down. And you know what? I wrote in the comments. I go, actually, I am not a Nazi. My father is an immigrant from Iran. Farah is an immigrant from Paki. And guess what? We raised over $150,000 for a children's charity last night. So please don't bring your politics into this nice post. We're not talking. The guy goes, you wanted Donald Trump to be president. I said, we're not talking. I didn't even go nasty. I go, we're not talking about Joe Biden or Donald Trump. This event was for children's leukemia, and we raise money for children's cancer. Please don't bother the mayor over having a great time and uniting people through the art of comedy and child leukemia donations to fight the horrible disease. Would you believe within 24 hours she deleted the post? So no longer did she have a fun time with a famous half-Persian comedian. No longer was it a night of laughs and a great night of charity. The post was gone forever. And then 3 months later, she's at our event last weekend. That noisy event, which is already hard enough to do comedy. And I get on the dance floor, tethered to the DJ, so I can only walk 7 feet in each direction. I'm stuck there like a chained pit bull. And there's Farah Khan, who's most likely the reason for the note that she didn't want any jokes about politics because she's very sensitive. And I said, hey, can I have everyone please turn their chairs around? I'm about to do comedy. I'd really like to see your beautiful faces. Please turn your chairs around. And every guest turned their chairs around at those big, beautiful round tables, except for Mayor Farah Khan, who kept her chair like this the whole time. And I could see her talking to her friend in between my jokes. I go, wow, looks like some people don't want to turn their chair around. They want me to see their butt. Yeah, check out that fat booty. And I don't think she liked that joke either. So she sat there for 25 minutes with her back to me. And I believe she is the reason for the note to please don't do any comedy. People are sensitive. And it was really hard to make those people laugh to begin with, plus to have someone just throwing shade at you the whole time. But comedians, we know what we do. I still went up there, and one of my first jokes was, I've been told not to do any political jokes because people are sensitive. Don't worry, I'm just doing racist jokes tonight. We're going to start with Persians, go through whites, blacks, Mexicans, and end with Pakis. Yeah. And that's when she was like, I could only see from the back of her head, but that one hit her. So comedians always have a way of getting back, and we do have the platform. Now, had Farah Khan been so cool that she said, no, I enjoyed this comedian, and Orange County is 50% Republicans, and I'm lucky enough to serve all the people of Irvine. So when guests come to my town, I'm going to host my guests, especially when they donate their time to raise money for a big charity, and I'm there as well. That's the mission at hand. I'm not going to let someone that doesn't like Joe Biden stand between me and a great cause. That's how you be a great politician. And that is why Farah Khan, who got up at the 25-minute mark and walked out while I was speaking, is a horrible mayor of Irvine. Do you agree? The horrible mayor of Irvine, Farah Khan, needs to go down. Because of the way I was treated, I will actively campaign against her, anyone in Orange County that ends up running against her. Thank you. All right. It is now time to get into the meat and potatoes of the show, if you will. Next up, Chicago tonight and tomorrow. Ann Arbor, Raleigh, Ogden, Naples, Florida, Tampa, Hartford, Manhattan, Albany. And we just added Minnesota, Dallas, and Phoenix. All of those and more can be found on my delicious website. You have to see it to believe it. It's time to give away some free tickets. You've made it this far with me. We're going to give away 4 free tickets to Rosemont tomorrow, Ann Arbor, Toledo, and Raleigh. That's four places, 16 tickets, about $30 a ticket. We're giving away $480 worth of free tickets to anyone who emails me. That's my email, info@k-vonkomedy.com. Save some money. Each email person, you're going to get one free ticket. Now it's time to check in on the dumbest president of all time. Let's just see what he's doing before we talk about him. It's important to know what your potato is up to.
Mr. President, is Ukraine winning the war?
Mr. President, do you fear? Do you believe Putin will use a nuclear weapon?
Mr. President, are you worried about nuclear war?
As we all know, elections matter. And when folks vote, they order what they want. And in this case, they got what they asked for. I went off script a little bit.
Unbelievable. I mean, that woman has been programmed by Silicon Valley to try to be a woman of color. When someone votes, we give them what they want. Beep, beep, boop, boop, beep, beep. Joe Brandon is sleepwalking. Kamala is trying to get in touch with her inner human. Kamala Harris in that video, kind of wiggling and shaking. If you watch it again, you'll see she looks like those guys in those skin suits and Men in Black. Remember how there's actually an alien in there, but it's wearing the guy's skin suit and trying to act normal? It's only fooling a few people. That is Kamala Harris. A lot of people asking, can I get in your shows without a vaccine or a mask? Would you believe the pandemic is now over? That's right, because the Democrats can't get anything else out of it. I want you to put in the comments, what all were Democrats able to get out of the pandemic? One, shut down every small business in America, leaving the large ones open as essential, but the smaller non-essential. Allow every criminal to wear a mask and steal whatever they want from any store that's still around if it survived the pandemic. Allow people to burn, loot, murder, BLM. And you can't identify anybody because masks are the most common thing in America now. Allow people to steal things under $950 and leave because there's a pandemic. We're all in a tough time, so we have to raise the amount. They were allowed to let people out of prison early release from prison because that's what they wanted to do anyway. And now they said, well, it's just safer because of the pandemic. Why would it be safer to let a bunch of criminals out of prison? Can't they just be quarantined in a jail cell? That seems safer. Then they were able to get Trump out of office because the economy was too good. The country was doing too well. Unemployment was too low. Taxes were too low. IRA, 401k, stock market was too high. This move created a financial crisis in the final 3 months. No one has time to recover from that. So there's a financial crisis in the final 3 to 4 months of Trump's presidency before the election. And it allowed Biden to not have to even go out and campaign. He got to say, well, it's not safe to be campaigning. That's why we're not campaigning. Instead, we're putting mail drop boxes all over the country and nobody has to show up to vote. How could you? It's too dangerous to show up and vote. We can show up and riot. We can show up and loot. We can show up and murder, but we cannot show up and vote. Too scary. Plus, nobody has an ID. So we will mail in our votes, and that is how we'll do the election. Then we can lock up all these different people and say there's no time to do a court case because court is closed. Fire all the first responders, military personnel, and police that don't want to get the Capri Sun fruit juice in their arm. You know, the fruit juice that doesn't work. Three boosties or you lose your job as a police officer. This is a way of going around and defunding all the Republicans from the police force without officially defunding the police force. This is a way of getting all the people that aren't going to support Joe Brandon out of the military, which would be a danger to him, without officially kicking one out of the military, because getting the fruit juice boost was something that fell along party lines. And anyone with common sense said, I'll wait for the 10-year data. I'm 32. I'm athletic. I am not in a hurry to boost myself with something that just came out last week. By the way, all my friends that boosted still got sick as well. Oh, that's anti-science. Make big tech and big pharma increasingly powerful and bring America down in the world, so that people like Putin and China can sell their goods, get their oil, increase their production, and now they have the guts and the balls that they didn't have when big old bully Trumpy was shaking their hands. What did I miss, folks? I am trying to line up all the different things that you can just squeeze like a lemon out of the fake pandemic. Now the rind is left. There's no more juice in it. All of that is to say, you are no longer required to wear a mask or have a vaccine at any of my comedy shows because all those mandates have been lifted just in time for the next election. Wouldn't you know it?
La who, the her.
Ironically, all this happened after the Super Bowl when you could see on camera 75,000 people cheering with no mask, no vaccines, nothing. And you go into the private boxes and every celebrity, every politician, every business owner is partying with no mask. And that's when America realized for the first time, I realized the whole time, my viewers did as well, but America realized for the very first time that maybe the pandemic is over. Okay, now it is time to talk about why Ukraine is being attacked. Obviously, the news is covering it. You're hearing it all over the world, but you need a famous half-Persian comedian's take. And more importantly, why did Iran come up in the recent State of the Union? Well, we're going to discuss all that and more. But first, I want you guys to see how Ukraine can fail when there's weak leaders. America is proving itself not to be a serious country. It can't possibly be a serious country when these are our main focuses right now.
Because Putin knows if I am president of the United States, his days of tyranny and trying to intimidate the United States and those in Eastern Europe are over. I'm going to stand up to him. He's a bully, just like the president. And I know he doesn't want me to be president, but to tell you what, when I'm president, things are going to change.
President Obama was far from Washington today in South Korea for a summit with world leaders on nuclear security. But he couldn't escape presidential politics, not after a live microphone picked up a comment that he made to the Russian president.
This is my last election. Yeah. After my election, I have more flexibility.
Republican presidential contender Mitt Romney said the overheard remark signaled that the president plans to cave to Russia on missile defense.
Joy in the streets of Moscow. Thousands strong, bellowing the Russian anthem, welcoming Crimea back to fatherland Russia. This after their leader Vladimir Putin, basking in his moment, said Crimea will soon be theirs.
Мы вместе много сделали.
It's going to take a hell of a lot of work to make up for all the damage he's done internationally and nationally. Imagine what he can do in another year.
Well, I'm scared of what's going to happen in Western Europe, too.
Yeah.
You know, you plan a trip, you want to go there. I want to go to Italy for 4 years. I haven't been able to make it because of the pandemic. And now this, you know, it's like, what's going to happen there?
Imagine what can happen in Ukraine.
Make no mistake, this is a full-scale Russian invasion into Ukraine happening right now, and the air raid sirens going off in the Ukrainian capital as we speak.
Take a look at that handshake one more time. I want you to see it to believe it. Go. That's how you shake hands, and that is why nobody attacked anyone while Trump was in office. Instead, North Korea and South Korea were shaking hands for the first time ever because we had a bigger, crazier, oranger bully on our side. That is what you want, America. You need to toughen up and stop saying, the tweets hurt my feelings, but Trump was a bully. Bully. That's the point, stupid. A lot of people say, Kayvon, you're just a comedian. Why don't you just stick to comedy? Now, they've never said that to Trevor Noah. They don't tell that to Saturday Night Live. They've never asked that of Jimmy Kimmel or Stephen Colbert. But they always tell me to stick to comedy. I think it's because I'm right over the target, dropping bombs. And if they ever give me a show opposite of Trevor Noah's, we'll see what happens in the ratings. I give it 3 months. However, I do believe that many of you don't know that I have been a newscaster just as long as I've been a comedian. That's right. I have been a host and newscaster longer than I've been a comedian. And if you don't believe me, I want to show you one of the original segments I did back in 2016, where I talked about Elon Musk. And by the way, today Elon Musk is more powerful, richer, and unlike Elizabeth Warren wants you to believe, he's not just some selfish billionaire. He's using his technology to keep Ukraine fully connected with Starlink, internet connectivity, communications, and he said we may even be having some more surprises for Russia on the way. That is kind of like Tony Stark in 2022. But let's go back 6.5 years and watch what Kayvon had to say about Elon Musk on TV. More Top 30. Is Elon Musk the real Tony Stark, or is Tony Stark the real Elon Musk? The answer to both is yes. After a recent visit to the Pentagon, CNN asked the following question. What was Elon doing at the Pentagon? To which Elon tweeted, something about a flying metal suit. Stop teasing us, Elon! Secretary of Defense Ash Carter met with billionaire CEO of Tesla and SpaceX for a closed-door meeting on, quote, innovation. That's code for Iron Man 4. Look at that. Did you know I was on TV 6.5 years ago? Hosting, doing exactly what I'm doing now? We've lost the big studio. We've lost the corporate sponsor, but we're still dropping bombs and we're selling out comedy club dates. We're touring and we still have a direct connection to you through FBook, Rockfin, StreamYard, YouTube, and of course, Locals and Patreon. So there you have it. Now, why am I bringing up Elon Musk? Because he is the modern day Tony Stark. I want to show you this right here. This is the headlines that I saw and it made me remember that I had already done a piece on him on the news. It goes a little something like this. Elon Musk activates free SpaceX Starlink satellite internet service in Ukraine. Can you believe that? So here we're told by Elizabeth Warren that and Bernie Sanders, oh, listen to me. Oh, okay. Listen to me. No man should have that much money. It is too much money for one man to have. We need to take the money from the rich, and give it to the poor like me. Now, I used to think having $10 million was rich until I got $10 million. That's when I realized that is still poor. Now that I have that amount, rich means something more than what I have, not what I have. So, therefore, what we need to do is take money from Elon Musk, take money from the people who have it. And you know who they are. These are the Jeff Bezos, you know, the Bill Gates. Not Ben and Jerry's, because they like me. They named the ice cream flavor after me. Therefore, we don't want to hurt Ben and Jerry's. They are poor, even though they are rich. Just like me, I am rich, but I am poor. Now, let's read what Elon Musk has done. And of course, I'll stop that voice so my viewers don't leave the show. SpaceX founder and billionaire Elon Musk is providing free satellite-based internet service in Ukraine through his company Starlink as Russia invades the nation and causes power outages. Starlink is a growing network of small satellites that SpaceX has been building out since 2018 to supply broadband internet around the globe. On Monday, the Vice Prime Minister of Ukraine and the Minister of Digital Transformation, Mikhailo Fedorov, tweeted that a truck full of Starlink terminals had arrived on Ukraine soil after he requested them. So there you have a billionaire who's using his brain every day. He's not at LA Fitness working out from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., then calling up his homies. He's sitting there using his brain, making electric vehicles that the left loves, inventing rockets that go into space that end up placing satellites that end up saving Ukraine, we hope, giving them a fighting chance against a world power. He is one of the most forward-thinking men in the world. And Elizabeth Warren's going, I don't think anyone should have that much money. If the government could break up his company, we could give that money to the poor. I agree with you. We need to take the money and give it to the poor. Then the poor will be rich and the rich can be poor. These are the idiots we have in government. So whenever you have the choice between private or government to save the day, well, which would you choose? Put it in the comments. So I am glad we were able to report on Elon Musk and he saved the day with Starlink. Now, let's go back to government. So you just saw the private sector. Amazing. Now let's go back to the public service sector, where people like Joe Brandon have never made more than what? In the last year, he made $400,000 a year. But before that, what? Never made more than $200,000 a year from his paycheck. But somehow his whole family is worth 15, 20, 40, 50 million. I want you all to add up $200,000 a year times 30 years and tell me how you get to $140 million for a family of 10, okay? We're not talking about a little Caesar's pizza for a family of four here. We're talking big bucks. Let's take a look at the state of the onion. Joe Biden messed up more than I've ever seen anyone screw up in just 1 hour. It was so hilarious. We must talk about it. Go.
It was a fairly solid performance.
This is was a reminder of why people elected Joe Biden.
I thought that was Joe Biden at his best.
Putin may circle Kyiv with tanks, but he'll never gain the hearts and souls of the Iranian people. Preventing Russia's central bank from defending the Russian ruble. A pound of Ukrainian people. The proud, proud people, pound for pound. It's time to see the what used to be called the Rust Belt become the home of a significant resurgence of manufacturing. Increasing the productive capacity of our economy. I call it building a better America. There's simply nothing beyond our capacity. Thank you. Go get him.
I thought that was Joe Biden at his best.
This moment took the cake. I call this dance Move of the Hungry Fly.
From burn pits. Many of you have been there. I've been in and out of Iraq and Afghanistan over 40 times.
Oh, my goodness. Nancy Pelosi has no idea what she's doing. She's over here going, do I stand now or do I just keep rubbing knuckles? It's like her love life. Just bumping knuckles at this point. It's dry. There's nothing there. And it's just creating dust and dead skin cells in the air. Do we stand and dance? What do we do? What a sick weirdo. Okay. Now, if you watch that video closely, you'll see that Joe Brandon announced that the Iranian people are not scared of Russia. Okay. Then people said, he didn't say that. He stutters a lot. He has never stuttered in his life. Stuttering would be Iranian. He misses letters. He says words wrong and he can't complete sentences. That is not stuttering. We've all had a kid in class going, the bear ran up the hill. Calling Joe Biden a stutterer is offensive to stutterers. Joe Biden has many other problems. Stuttering is not one. If you haven't talking problems, I feel bad for you, son. Biden's got 99 problems, but a stutter ain't one. Hit me. By the way, while we were doing that nice little rundown, the State of the Onion, Steve Harloha comes in from Hawaii saying, Kayvon, I got to get back to work, but I want to say aloha and support you. I'm going to put $20 in the pot. I'm still waiting for you to come to Honolulu. Much love and aloha, brother. Thank you. If you too want to donate, remember, Trevor Noah is getting $16 million a year for his show. You can put 10, 20, 40 bucks. You just do it in the stars of the Facebook, or it's called Super Chats on Google. Or you can go on Venmo, Cash App, GoFundMe, or paypal.me/tanksgod. You can do all of those right here. All right, folks, it's enough negativity. I'm one of the few people that likes to mix and match my show with hilarious sketches, funny things at the end, something lighthearted, and we have that for you now. Recycling Karen. I was minding my own business at the airport. I merely wanted to recycle, as I always do. But as you know, leftists do not believe that Trump supporters are part of a broader society. They don't believe that we go to work the same way, that we eat dinner the same way with the same utensils, that we recycle the same way. None of that could be more apparent than when this jerk filmed me. Now, luckily, I know the guy, so I was able to get the footage. It looked a little something like this.
About to get on my flight. I look around. I guess it is. You trying to recycle with that shirt on?
What's that?
You trying to recycle with that shirt on?
Isn't this a recycle?
You want to be green all of a sudden?
Yeah, this is recycling, right?
I thought Trump supporters don't like to recycle. They're not green.
Bro, what are you talking about? Just recycling.
You still want to use color or what? Fake ass recycler.
Now when I get excited, I'm going to do the Pelosi. Ooh. We should go to the club. What you doing over there? The Pelosi. When you're so excited, you don't know, like an evil villain, all right? Someone said, leave him alone. He's just recycling. It's not that Karen again. Yes, it is. I'm going to tell you, the first Karen video, 5.7 million views. The second one is now at 1.5 million views. This one is hovering. It's only been out a day. It's hovering around 7,000 views. If you find it on my YouTube or my Facebook, give it a share. Let's get it to 1 million. Let's keep the Karens coming. We are mocking them every single week. And a lot of people say, oh, but you're staging it. Little fun fact. Rosa Parks, all those photos were staged. She showed up for a photo shoot. They put a white guy behind her, kind of staring down at her. He was just a reporter. Like, can you act in this? Okay. And yes, it happened to other people, but Rosa Parks showed up that day with her makeup and her hair ready to do the photo shoot. She's not even full black. They didn't even want a full black. They wanted a cool, nice looking half black lady. The original lady that it really happened to was pregnant. That was looked down upon in those days. So they kicked the pregnant lady to the curb. They said, no, we're going to put a half black, like a Juicy Smollett's here, and she's going to look nice. And so Rosa Parks was staged. Now, the things that I'm showing you in videos like that, they happen to people all over the U.S. I am the half Persian Rosa Parks because while it happens to other people, I am the face of how it should look and how famous it should be when you see it happening. What do you think? Do you think Kayvon is now known, aka the half Persian Rosa Parks? I think that could be a very good nickname. And if you like that, I'm going to go, ooh, they like the half Persian Rosa Parks. All right. Let's catch up on some comments. And we have one more thing and we're going to go. Okay. I have a show to go do. Hey, guys. Thank you all for commenting. We got people laughing from all over the world. Fake recycler. A lot of fake recyclers. Kayvon deserves a steak. Yes, I do. I'm in Chicago. They have lots of great steaks here. Alexiela says, we are both half Persian Rosa Parks. Hey, the more the merrier. She was such a good person for our community. I'm honored to be one of the many Rosa Parks out there. Juicy Smollett's not really a Rosa Parks because nowhere in the nation did two black Nigerian Trump supporters beat up a half black and pour bleach. That is never happening. But yelling at a Trump supporter for wearing a shirt or an anti-Biden supporter for wearing a Let's Go Brandon, it happens all over the world, okay? Good. Sean likes my new nickname, the half Persian Rosa Parks. Put it under the comments. Put it in the chats of many videos. It'll be our inside joke. All right. A lot of people say, Kayvon, you're just a comedian. Why don't you shut up? And they say, because comedians should just do a comedy show. Don't talk about politics. Don't be racist. Don't make fun of transgender. Don't make fun of women swimming when men are winning the races. Don't make fun of women's soccer. Don't make fun of the letters. Don't make fun of different voices. I don't ever want to hear you doing the Paki voice, especially not in front of Mayor Khan. And I'm like, you're taking away everything I paint with to make comedy. And you're saying, now go paint. And all I have are my fingernails left. I'm naked with fingernails. And you're saying, now go be funny. Meanwhile, you tell the BLM comics, oh, make fun that you're LGBTQ. Make fun of white people. Make fun of Karens. Make fun of immigrants, make fun of this, make fun of that, make fun of yourself. But you, Kayvon, you don't make fun of anybody. You use your fingernails to paint. We're going to give them access to the art store. So I'm fighting back every single week saying, I will do what I want to do and I will break into the art store and paint with every color there. And if you want to cancel me, you're going to have to go through my lovely followers first. That's you, fine people. Thank you. More importantly, comedians can do many things. I wasn't born a comedian. We don't come out of the womb and our umbilical cord is also a mic. And I want to give you a little insight on what's going on in Ukraine. You hear the bombs, you hear the military, you hear the sirens, you hear the people getting injured. You hear that they are fighting valiantly to defend their country from a big tyrant coming over unprompted, uninstigated to take them over because he wants a power grab, all because America put a weak president in office and Putin is playing chess while Joe Biden is in his underwears playing checkers with his different puddings. He has no clue what's going on. There is a comedian who is the president of Ukraine. He's proving to be one of the more valiant, one of the more brave. He didn't tuck tail and run like those Afghani cowards who America paid hundreds of billions of dollars over the last 30 years. And then they just disappear. They just leave at the first sign of the Taliban coming with two rocks, a goat herder, and a rocket launcher. The Ukrainian president has his wife, his kids, a lot to lose. He's like 47 years old. He's a comedian, and a lot of you didn't know that. Comedians can go on to be president. You might have a great president sitting right here compared to Joe Brandon. You just don't know it. So let's get off of mocking comedians. Let's embrace comedians because they can do a lot of things, especially if you have the right one. Hello. And I want to show you, because Ukraine is going through so much, just something lighthearted that President Zelensky did back in his comedy days on kind of like an America's Got Talent version of his show. Hilarious. Fun, and he's so brave because not only is he able to stand in front of a crowd and make them laugh, when the time comes, he'll grab guns, he'll grab arms, he'll put on a bulletproof vest and a helmet, and he'll go to war with a tyrant. Go.
That's the team shit.
Clear to see who has the biggest balls. Is it a guy who can play piano with them, or is it Joe Brandon who won't answer a question? And when he is asked a tough question, just compare a comedian who's valiant and brave and will go to war for his country, or this guy.
Mr. President, is Ukraine winning the war?
Mr. President, do you fear? Do you believe Putin will use a nuclear weapon?
Mr. President, are you worried about nuclear war?
Because as we all know, elections matter. And when folks vote, they order what they want. And in this case, they got what they asked for. I went off script a little bit.
All right, we've done it again. That was a full episode of The Right Show. Did you enjoy it? Please tell your friends, tell your family. We need more subscribers each and every week. We take these episodes, we take out the audio, we post it on Sunday, so you can find it on iTunes. I then chop the best of clips from each episode, 2 minutes, 1 minute, 3 minutes, post it. Those are going viral around the world. Give it a share. Let's build our numbers up and let's do it. We tell truth through comedy here. We're not like the CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, Huffington Post, Washington Post, Times. We actually throw it down. We make you laugh. We make you think. And I want you all to celebrate freedom of speech. Be sure to subscribe on Rockfin or Locals or Patreon, because these pages here, they're not going to last forever. Big Tech doesn't like what I'm saying, what I'm doing. I get an alert every 2 weeks. TikTok says if I do one more violation where I make fun of Joe Brandon, they're going to delete me from the Chinese app altogether. And to be honest, I don't need TikTok, but it's kind of cool that I was going viral over there. So I really just depend on you guys. Visit your local podcast. Give it 5 stars. And thank you for watching The Right Show. After each episode, we go to caveoncomedy.locals.com. It's a subscription-based app, but it's how I can stay in touch with you once all of this hits the fan and I'm never allowed to do comedy on YouTube again. Hope to see you over there on Locals. Thank you for tuning in. This was episode 52, which means next week is our 1 year anniversary. Yes.